Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in 1 Samuel 19, continuing the story of David. This is one of the more interesting portions of Scripture. This is really intriguing. There's so many questions I have about it, and there's so many answers I don't have about what's going on. And so when you read it, just pay attention to it, okay? Just listen to what's happening here, okay? So this is 1 Samuel 19, verse 18. It says this, "Now David fled and escaped and came to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and stayed in Naoth." So we saw this in previous episode. David's fleeing from Saul, who's trying to kill him. He goes to Samuel. He tells Samuel everything that happened. So he and Samuel went and they stayed at Naoth. Well, what's Naoth? Well, the next verse. "It was told Saul, saying, behold, David is at Naoth in Ramah." So you're going to see this phrase several times. It's a particular location. That word Naoth, and I don't know if I'm saying that properly or not. I'm just embracing it in pronunciation here. It means tent. And so it was like a tent city, a tent gathering. And apparently this is where the prophets were hanging out. And because we're about to see that there's prophets there, and prophets are prophesying. That's what they prophets do. Often we think of prophets prophesying, we're thinking of out-of-body kind of experiences, of somebody speaking forth something, they're not aware of what they're saying, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes that does occur, okay? They speak forth the word of the Lord. I mean, I've had that happen several times. I mean, I'm literally sitting where I'm sitting right now because of a moment like that, where someone was talking with me, and they get done talking, and they say this. They go, I wasn't going to say anything about that. I don't know where that came from. Well, that came from the Most High God, and I knew it when it was being spoke. They knew it after it was all done that, wait, is this what's happening? Well, that happens sometimes, yes. But then there's also the prophesying of just speaking forth the truth of the word of the Lord, particularly under the new covenant, because you see prophesying a lot. Paul says, I wish you all would prophesy. I wish you all would prophesy. He says, I speak in tongues more than all of you. He said, but I wish you all would prophesy, that you'd speak these words that people would understand. And it means to speak forth and tell the truth. Now, believers a lot of times will say, well, I can't do that. I can't do that. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad you can't, because it should not be you doing it. It should be the Holy Spirit empowering you to speak forth words like that. Now, the thing that we can't do is submit ourselves and humble ourselves before God and allow him to speak the way he wants to speak to us. Quite often, we think we have to have the whole argument. We have to present something a certain kind of way for people to understand what the gospel is, to talk them into it, to give the right presentation. I mean, I was trained in a lot of those presentations, and they're fine. They're just tools. But when you worship the tool more than you do the Most High God, you got a problem. Okay? You got a problem. Because when you speak forth the truth, the Lord will move in the name when you prophesy. So the one thing I can tell you right now that you can prophesy over anybody, and it's applicable to just about every situation, I want to equivocate a little bit there, is this: God loves you. God loves you. That is a prophetic statement that is strongly based upon the Word of God, right? And what we've seen in the workings of God, that God loves you. You can say that to the most joyous person. You can say that to the most downtrodden person. You can say that to the most evil person there ever was. It. God loves you, because it is true. And so David has fled here. He's with Samuel. Now watch this, verse 20. "Then Saul sent messengers to take David. But when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, with Samuel standing and presiding over them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied." Now, I know one thing that I have to resist the temptation to do, and that is, it's so easy to do. I mean, I don't do it cognitively. I don't do it with intentionality. But so often we'll read a passage, and then we superimpose our experiences upon that passage, or we superimpose what we think is happening here, rather than just paying attention and seeing what's going on. So just look at what has happened right here. Saul sends messengers, and these messengers are to go and take David. Okay? which is interesting because messengers usually come with a message. But in this case, these messengers were coming to take David. Okay, and these some form of soldiers or whatever. They're coming to take him. They're from the house of Saul. They're from the king. But then when they saw the company of prophets prophesying, so they saw the prophets prophesying. They were doing something here. They were gathered together somehow prophesying. Now you think, well, you would think that you would hear somebody prophesying. Well, yeah, you would hear somebody prophesying. But it's described here that they saw them. So there's some thing that's happening here. There's some event. There's some gathering. We get more in the next phrase because it says, when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying with Samuel standing and presiding over them. So Samuel is standing. He's presiding over them. Well, you know, what do we think of presiding? It means to be set over the station, to lead, okay? To be over something. He's overseeing this. So Samuel is standing. He's presiding over them. So were they not standing? Well, maybe some were standing. It just says that Samuel is standing. Maybe some were seated. We're going to see later on. I thought we'd get through this whole thing today, but apparently we won't. We'll see later on in the story that some of them assume some interesting positions, okay? But when these messengers see this company of prophets, so a company, what does that tell you? There's a bunch of them. Prophets, plural. They're all here. They're prophesying, and Samuel is standing and presiding. So he's overseeing this. He's probably giving in some insight and acknowledgement. Okay, what do you have to say? You're next. You're next. You're next. Maybe that type of thing. So when these messengers see this, what happens to them? The Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. So they come to take David. They come to arrest him. They come to take him back to King Saul, and they know what's going on. They come to take him back to have him killed. That's the reason David had been, that he was fleeing, and Saul had heard that he's at Naoth and Ramoth, and Saul knew that Samuel was there. Okay, he knew what was going on. And so when they come, they see all this, they're standing there, and the Spirit of God comes upon these messengers of Saul, and they also prophesy. They prophesy too. One more verse. Watch this. Verse 21. And when it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. So Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they also prophesied. These first messengers that came, one commentary says that this is the ninth time that Saul was trying to kill David. So you have the 9th, 10th, and the 11th attempt right here to take David, to bring him back, and to be killed. When they come, the Spirit of God comes upon them. They begin to prophesy. They're speaking forth the truth of God. Would they have heard themselves? Oh, yeah. Would they have understood what they were saying? I think so, because somebody went back to Saul and told him what was going on. Now, I don't know if all those messengers went back the first time or if they stayed there and one went back or somebody else went back. The word got back to Saul and he sent other messengers. Same thing happened. Word gets back to Saul. He sends other messengers. Were all the messengers staying there with David and Samuel and Naoth and Ramoth? I don't know, but could have been because there were some what we would call strange things going on there that are not really strange. We'll talk more about that in the next episode. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you then. Goodbye.